From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. It's 1 week until Christmas, and if you're still searching for creative gift ideas, we offer now a few musical options from our critic Tom Manoff. He says the compelling sound of a great singer feels especially appropriate for the holidays, and he's chosen four CDs that feature outstanding vocal performances.
Great singers have more than wonderful voices and brilliant techniques. The gift of conveying emotion is what separates the merely good voice from the one that makes us shiver. You're listening to early music superstar Montserrat Figueras sing a tale from the Sephardic Jews of 14th century Spain. The recording is called Montserrat Figueras, The Voice of Emotion, a compilation drawn from various performances and traditions. Happily, it's a budget release at a rock-bottom price. Divas sing in many styles. Here's a voice that I heard at Christmas when I was young, a musical Mary Magdalene who sang of sorrow and transcendence, the legendary Edith Piaf.
C'est l'amour.
Edith Piaf, The Voice of the Sparrow, is the title of the CD, one of many historic recordings of this remarkable artist. The sound, understandably, is not up to modern standards, but like an old black and white movie, it only adds a nostalgic veneer to the music, a sense of history that seems appropriate for the season. Labels like classical and popular are irrelevant with Piaf. She's a voice for the ages. I seem to have a soft spot for French music this year. Another of my favorite discs is Air Français, a collection of French operatic arias from tenor Ben Hettner. Not every opera singer finds the heart of the music without misshaping it somehow. But Hettner has the gift of honest singing. He makes you weep, not blush. Among the arias is this one, from Berlioz's The Damnation of Faust.
Thank you.
If conveying emotion while staying true to the music is a challenge for every soloist, it's the special task of the choir. But record stores are full of dry-as-dust choral recordings that never find an emotional point of view. Here's one that does. Once As I Remember is from John Elliott Gardner and the Monteverdi Choir, and it's easily my favorite Christmas recording of recent years. The recording recreates the conductor's childhood Christmas, a celebration in the English countryside in which his family and friends, joined by local musicians, farmers, and craftsmen, put on a seasonal pageant of music, dance, and mime. I find this glimpse of a real Christmas story magical and moving, and it certainly solves the mystery of why these voices have found such a poignant source of emotion. There's more than one child in the manger for this choir. This Christmas story is also about the musical birth of their conductor, John Elliott Gardner, a musician the world has come to treasure.
Our music critic Tom Manoff recommended 4 CDs for holiday listening or gift giving. They are Once As I Remember with John Elliott Gardner and the Monteverdi Choir, Air Francais with Ben Heppner and the London Symphony Orchestra, Edith Piaf, the voice of the sparrow, Montserrat Figueres, the voice of emotion. You'll find more about Tom Manoff's selections on our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.